All right, welcome to our podcast. We are the Morons Who Try to Talk Good. My name is Caitlin from California.
Odile from Oregon.
And I'm Sam from Spokane.
Woo! Welcome to episode 3!
We have Odile back.
We have Odile back!
Even though she's sick with a cold and, like, probably not going to talk very much.
So is my roommate. She just caught the cold of doom.
The cold of doom that comes right before finals week. Ugh. Literally. And sick as a dog, not wanting to go to class, not wanting to do anything, and, you know.
No, I kept mistakenly referring to my midterms this week as finals, and I keep using the heck out of myself. I had 2 papers and a test today, and I am so glad the day is over. And tomorrow I have 1 paper due, but I don't have class on Friday, and spring break is next week, so.
Sleep.
Your spring break is next week.
I'm sleeping on spring break. That is what I'm doing.
I'm going to do a whole lot of stuff, but I'm also even more excited because, and I'm totally plugging this, it was my birthday last Saturday.
Happy birthday!
Happy 21st!
Oh, yeah, so I can now order drinks like a big kid. So, that's what I'm going to do. Anyway, sorry, I just wanted to put that out there because I'm excited about it.
Happy belated birthday.
And I am eating the last of my birthday cake as we speak, but unfortunately it has these giant icing balloons on it, and I am working my way around them.
Understandable.
Those things are gross.
Yes,
all right.
Yes, they are.
So, speaking of the weekend, it was the Oscars. Yay!
Leo! So we didn't watch them.
I actually watched them! My friend has a TV, and I didn't know this until recently.
So, how do you suddenly discover someone has a television?
Well, I knew they had a television, but I didn't know that they got, like, an actual signal, and they weren't just, like, using it for, like, Netflix, or, like, just to watch DVDs, but, like...
Or video games.
So it actually, like, works. And I went over to her house. I basically just, like, invited myself over, like, on Friday. I was like, you have a TV, right? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, what are you doing Sunday? She's like, nothing. I'm like, cool, I'm coming over and watching the Oscars. I'll bring some Girl Scout cookies. She was like, okay.
Coincidentally, Girl Scout cookies on the show, too.
I know. We were eating Girl Scout cookies while that was happening. It was a pretty... What'd you think of the show, the ceremony?
I only watched the end because I wanted to see if Leo would win.
Okay.
But I was, throughout the night, I was on the internet and I was just hitting refresh on the winner's page. I was stunned that Mad Max won as many awards as it did.
Yeah, won a lot.
That was insane. And I was a little disappointed that Star Wars didn't get anything, but I'm a big Star Wars fan. But, no, good for them. I think that's amazing. And something that happened during the Oscars, again, I don't know a whole lot of news about it, but just because I saw it the other day on the interwebs, was something about during Chris Rock's speech, he made a joke about Asians being good at math by bringing children dressed as, like, accountants on stage or something, and that pissed a lot of people off.
Yeah.
And I will say, as a quarter Asian American, I'm a little miffed by that as well. Just because, you know, oh, I'm sorry, there weren't any, and I know I'm going to get some flack for this, just because there weren't any African-American, you know, people who, you know, got awards, or just because, you know, all that stuff doesn't matter. You know, there are more people in this country besides just white people and African-American people. There are Asians as well as Native Americans and other races that don't really seem to get any type of acknowledgement either. So if you think it's okay to suddenly start poking fun at Asians, we're hitting back hard. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm done. But I don't know. And also, maybe one of the reasons why none of them got nominated was because all the movies they were in sucked this year.
Yeah.
That's another opinion, but I'm just saying that because, I don't know, this is sort of what I want to be my
hashtag
career.
Oscars so white.
Oscars, just, I don't even want to think about that anymore.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But Leo won an Oscar. That was probably...
Leo won.
I kind of wanted him to lose just because it was going to piss off so many people.
Yeah.
Apparently, you guys are fine on my end.
What?
You guys were frozen for a second.
Oh.
Things happen.
Mute your mic. I can hear her opening her Capri Sun.
Wait, sorry, was someone saying something before I was talking on my end?
We were just talking about how happy we were about Leo.
Yes. What did I say? Oh, I thought this was funny. I saw apparently on an online news source that was doing the, oh, what was this person wearing, you know, on the red carpet? Someone had said, oh, wow, I didn't know Oprah had a tattoo, and it was a picture of Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. That's pretty bad.
That was pretty bad. That was the worst that I've seen, but I thought that was funny. And there was a small campaign, I guess, going around by a lot of the actresses there who were wanting to not be asked, oh, what are you wearing?
Yeah.
They wanted to be asked things about why they're there, and I'm totally on board for that. I mean,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
As a woman, I mean, if I'm at an event for something, I don't want to be asked what you're wearing. I'd be like, I got this at Forever 21. Just can you talk to me about why I'm here?
Yeah.
Because one, I'm not classy. Two, I can't afford to be classy. Three, fashion. What is fashion? So that's basically my life.
Fashion eludes us all.
Cool. Another thing that just happened was
calling everyone out on being unfashionable there.
What?
No, I'm just saying sometimes it's hard to be fashionable. It's really hard. That's why people spend hours in front of a mirror trying to figure out what the hell to wear.
Fashion and I are like two positive sides of a magnet. They repel. That's all I will say on that for the evening.
Alright, let's move on to Super Tuesday. What to do? Super Tuesday, for people who might not know, like Sam. No, I'm assuming you do know what Super Tuesday is.
I was on CNN all yesterday. Be quiet.
Okay.
You shut your mouth.
Super Tuesday is Super Tuesday is a day where a lot of states all have their primaries / caucuses on the same day. And the results were Trump won the majority, most of the states, and so did Hillary Clinton. So my question for you all is, where are you going to move if Trump becomes president?
The moon.
Canada?
Canada's too close, they'll still get you.
I think I'm gonna...
No, because he really doesn't do much. Like, he doesn't really care about Canada. I don't think you've heard him say anything about Canada. He says a lot about Mexico.
That's true.
But he doesn't really care about anyone to the north, so I'll just move to Canada.
I really want to go to the UK. I'm thinking I'll move to England.
I know why you
want to
go to the UK. You can go stalk the cast of Doctor
Who. What? You're crazy.
Oh, that smile on your face. The thing though is that I heard someone say this, and I know my roommate said she might jump on this bandwagon. This might be the first year that a independent party might win.
Really?
Mm-hmm. This might be.
I don't know about that, but we'll see.
Here's the thing. I'm not thrilled that this is the first presidential election I get to partake in.
Yeah.
Be perfectly honest, if I have to choose between Trump or Clinton, I would rather choose none. But the thing though is if I don't vote, then I can't complain.
Exactly.
After the fact, I can't.
Yeah.
So I mean, I have to vote, but preferably I would rather not vote for either of them. I mean, that's just kind of how I see it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there are faults in each of them that I, like, the fact that there are this many, I mean, the fact that Trump's gotten this far is still baffling me, and I can't seem to get my head wrapped around that. It's like, at first, I was like, ha, 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 it's a joke, and I'm like, oh, God, people are really actually jumping on this.
Yeah.
It is making me scared, like,
Same.
I don't want to think about it, because I'm just going to get stressed out, and then I won't be asleep. That's happened before.
Yeah, it's, I didn't think it would go this far either. I've been saying since the beginning, like, oh, he's not going to get the nomination. He's too extreme. It'll be, like, Rubio or Cruz. I've been saying this since the very beginning. I'm like, Trump's not going to get the nomination. He's not. And now it looks like he is. And I'm like, oh, crap. Oh, no. But we shall see. There's still a long time before November.
You know, we said that last year, too.
I know, we did.
It was a long time before we actually had to make the decision. And now it's here, and we're like, oh, no.
Gosh. Oof. I don't... Well, California, we don't vote till early June. Odile, I think you guys are, like, late May?
Yeah, late May.
Yeah. So, California is one of the last states.
Well, it's a good thing I'm not going to be in Washington, you know, at that time. I'll be home.
Yeah.
done beginning of May, loser.
Oh, shut up.
Love you.
Mm-hmm, I know. All right. Let's move on from this depressing Super Tuesday news. Oh, I lost my place.
Starbucks?
Oh, yeah, Starbucks. Okay. So,
boom, I can read your mind.
Me and Odile might have a lot more opinions on this, because Odile and I are both former Starbucks baristas.
I love this new idea.
I do, because too.
I know how many people it's going to piss the... Oh, I cannot... I just wish I was there to still work there and see some of the faces of, like, my most hated, like, ex-customers as you tell them that, oh, buying things separately actually won't get you more points now. And literally just watch their faces fall.
Oh, it's gonna be great.
Such as Gail.
Gail.
Gail, forever okay. And always, I want to piss her off.
Alright, so we'll explain the stars program. Okay, so basically you get 2 stars for every dollar you spend. It'll take 300 stars to get to gold, and then once you're at gold, it's 125 stars for a free thing. So, that means you need to spend about $62 in order to get a free item. So, some people are really, like, mad about this on the internet, which was surprising to me, because I have been hoping and waiting for this day to come for a very long time. Because I hated Starbucks' old rewards program, and I thought it was so dumb. Having a star per transaction just doesn't make any sense. And I guess some people on the internet are really pissed off by this, because they say it shortchanges the people that just go in for tall coffees.
Well, but I mean, like, yes, but how many people who are just going in for coffee, like, actually really care about...
Exactly. Like,
they don't really. And I mean, if they do, then it just takes them longer, and I mean, they get a free refill anyways. Like, it doesn't matter to them. I think it made baristas everywhere so happy,
yeah, because
they don't have to deal with customers who are like, oh, like, ring it all up separately. I want as many points as possible. And now it's like, haha, you don't get that at all. Give me your $20.
Yeah, I am very excited for this. And the average customer at Starbucks spends about $7. So that person would have just gotten 1 star, and now they're going to be getting, like, 3.5 stars.
Can you get a half star?
You can. I just looked it up, actually. It won't, like, show on your app, but it's still...
Oh, but it will, like, count towards...
They'll add up. Yeah, they add up, which is awesome. So I'm pretty excited. It doesn't sound like Starbucks is quite sure how it's going to work with Teavana yet, but it should work the same way, I would assume. So if you guys want to get stars real fast, just buy some tea at Teavana, because we all know how expensive that stuff is. So yeah, but I'm pretty excited about the new Starbucks stars, and people keep asking me how I feel about it as a former barista, and I'm always like, I feel awesome. This is great news.
You're like, I like telling you no.
Yeah. Now those people that want to get 17 drinks and charge them all separately can't anymore. Like, there's no point in doing that anymore, and it's so wonderful.
Well, now you just get your points for your 17 frappuccinos that you buy, and, like, you get a whole bunch more points.
Yeah.
Than you would if you charged them separately. So, yeah. Be happy. God damn it.
All the baristas of the world are cheering with joy.
All the Starbucks baristas.
All the Starbucks baristas, yeah. All right. Let's move on to...
It's Disney, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, can I do this one?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So, for those who know, they're at Disneyland, there are certain times where there is a lot of people, and it's, like, damn near impossible to get in. So Disney has found a way to fix this problem by setting up 3 sections of the year that they're going to be changing prices around. And what they're saying they're doing this is to try to spread out park attendance, because they see a huge drop in certain times of the year. So usually the normal price, I believe, for a single day ticket, which is $95 at Disneyland. So $95 tickets are only available during a certain time of the year, is the second highest park attendance number.
Yeah, the 105. That's the regular price.
The regular price.
They're calling the 95 one value.
And then the peak time, which is like summer, is 115. So they're raising prices.
You're off, girl.
Sorry, how much was it?
119.
And Christmas time, too.
Wait, 119, is that Disney World or Disneyland?
That's Disneyland. The Disneyland prices are value 95, regular 105, peak 119.
I think this is actually, okay.
For Disneyland.
Sounds dumb. This is actually kind of a smart move.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
However, that is an outrageous price.
Right? I know.
Six Flags still does the thing where you can get in if you give us a Coke can. Like, that's kind of how they are.
Yeah.
This is... Oh, but it's Disney, obviously.
Yeah.
It has this specific feel. Like, it's pricey, but... I mean, it's a smart way to try and even out things because it's... A lot of people say, I don't even want to go in the summer because there's just too many people. Mm-hmm. But now that there's this price difference... Yeah, it might filter out some of them, which is kind of sad, and force some people to have to go at a time where it's kind of inconvenient for them. But I don't know.
Yeah, from an economic standpoint, it totally makes sense. And when they first announced that they were going to do this, and they didn't announce the prices at first. This was like maybe a month or two ago. I was like, oh, that makes total sense. The prices are, like, the peak price, I feel like, is a little steep.
Is that park hopper or non-park hopper?
Okay, so that's the thing about these prices. These are just the one park prices. Park hopper, you add an extra $40. But the thing about these prices, these are just for one day. These are your one-day park tickets. These prices do not affect the multi-day tickets.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, like, still going down for 3 days would not be...
Going down for 3 days is actually pretty cheap. I can pull it up. I already have it up on my computer. 3 days, it would cost you... If you wanted to go to Disneyland for 3 days and get a park hopper, it would cost you $295. It would be about... It's $85 a day.
Yeah, and that's not adding on. For a multi-day. And that's park hopper. So, yeah. Like, instead of the what... If you went off season, so 95 plus 40 for one day, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if this were about, I'm trying to think, like 5 or 6 years ago, I don't really think the park hopper thing would have mattered because at that time, California Adventures was mainly under construction and it was just a crap hole. No one liked it. Yeah. I used to hate California Adventures as a kid. It's like all that's here is Tower of Terror, which I was terrified of at the time. And Soaring Over California. Oh, sorry, three things. And then the terrifying roller coaster of death. Like, that's all that was there.
California Screamish.
Bugsland was there, too. Bugsland was fun as a kid, though.
I never really went.
Yeah, I was never a big fan of Bugsland, either.
And then I went to Disneyland at two times when big things had reopened. So, one, I went with my father... the summer of sophomore year of high school, when they had just reopened Star Tours.
Okay.
That was nuts. Yeah. The entire park was empty. Tomorrowland was packed. It was crazy. The second time I went was when they had opened, just opened Cars Land. California Adventure completely opened for the first time.
Okay.
Oh my.
I heard that day was insane.
Apparently they made more money in that 1 month and they had an entire year from like the year past. And even the guy who worked there is like, I cannot handle this. This is just too many people. Because they're like, we're estimating about this many people who are going to show up in that year. No, they got that in the month that everyone One of my friends said that he went the day it opened.
Oh gosh.
And the entire park was empty. Everyone was in Radiator Springs and the line was 5 hours long.
Oh, gosh.
Oh wow.
Yeah. No, that was for FastPass.
I remember I went to Disneyland the summer. It was a year after Cars Land opened, and it was still it was still crazy. Like, there was the FastPasses would sell out by like 10:15.
I always thought the line for Indiana Jones was crazy.
Yeah.
That pales in comparison.
Oh, yeah.
It's because that line, the bride would always break when you were stuck in it.
Oh, that's the worst. You'd be standing there,
you're like halfway up, and they're like, oh, the ride's broken. You're like, oh, my life.
I actually got stuck on Indiana Jones at the very end.
Oh, lucky. I'm terrified of getting stuck on that ride.
It was at the very end when he's standing there with the boulder crash to the wall saying, that was like, you know, that was a tough one or something. And we were stuck in the back there for 15 minutes. So we timed what he said. So we'd all be sitting there and someone sitting there with their watch and they're going, ready, 3, 2, 1, and we'd all just say it with him. Because we just knew what he was going to say.
That's funny.
It was hilarious. But I felt bad for the people who were stuck at the boulder part or like the snake part. I'm like, no thanks.
With the big snake that like goes over your car.
If we just looked ahead of us, we could see the loaning zone where they're putting people in. So when the ride started up again, they're like, do you guys want to go around one more time? We're like, yeah. So they just set us through. Everyone who was in the ride just got to go again. It was hilarious.
Cool. I feel bad that you got stuck.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. It was the
best. Okay. So, moral of this story is don't get a one-day ticket. Buy a multi-day ticket if you can.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I know we had a plan for what we wanted to talk about, but because we're on Disney, I kind of just want to keep talking about Disney.
Oh, my gosh. Sam, we have other news items.
I can't. Okay, can we go back to Disney?
Yes, we can go back.
Yeah, because you told me I get to be in control of what we talk about today.
I did let Sam choose our topic.
You never should have done that.
I know.
What's the next news?
I'm going to give my Fuller House review. Okay, sit down, everyone. I have thoughts.
Here we go.
Fuller House came out on Friday. Obvi. So, here's what happened. It was a dark, cold, stormy day. No. So, I actually didn't get to watch it.
Please tell me that's how it actually started.
No, I didn't get to watch it until, like, I was at work till 7 o'clock at night, which is too long for an office job, on Friday, and I didn't get to watch Fuller House until, like, 9 o'clock at night. And then, so I watched it with the first two episodes with my roommate, and it was really good. And then the next day, I was busy most of the day, and I only got to watch one episode. But then on Sunday, I just sat down and I just watched the rest of it. And, okay, so here are my thoughts. It's super cute. I totally loved it. And Steve and DJ forever.
I have no idea what that means.
You will if you watch it.
I never really liked Full House. So I'm probably not gonna watch this, to be perfectly honest.
It got some really bad reviews by critics, but it just got renewed for a second season today and hasn't even been out for a week.
Okay, I think that already proves that this is just not gonna go well. Because for some reason this year, a lot of shows have been getting a reboot, and all of them have failed to entertain anyone. Ended the X-Files. Because the X-Files came back.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone was hardcore disappointed with that.
Well, no, I think...
there's some things that should just be left alone.
Yeah, I know, I agree with that, but it didn't get good critic reviews, but it got good fan reviews, is what happened with Fuller House. It got, like, the critics didn't really like it, but the fans loved it. And it got, obviously, like, a bajillion people were watching it. Netflix doesn't release their viewer numbers, but one can only assume that they probably got a lot of eyeballs watching it. I enjoyed it. It's really cute. If you were a Full House fan, you'll definitely appreciate it. It's definitely for the fans. It's kind of fan servicey, but there's a lot of like inside jokes, but it was really cute. I really enjoyed it. So I really liked it. I thought that the characters weren't like totally new characters from themselves as kids in the original show. It felt like them, but just like grown up. Like, everyone fell into their character really well. Like, they fell back into place after 20 years of not playing those characters. It was pretty impressive. So, and John Stamos and Lori Loughlin still have, like, ridiculous chemistry. I love them. So, those are my thoughts on Fuller House.
John Stamos is just ridiculous in general, so. John Stamos.
So, that's my review on Fuller House. My flaily review. Okay, so I heard some rumors yesterday about a possible Doctor Who companion. So, it's this person whose name I cannot pronounce. I think it's pronounced Rocky Thanker? R-A-H-E-E-T-H-A-K-R-A-R. So I guess she's British and was on the soap opera, the British soap opera EastEnders, and supposedly all the rumors are saying that she's going to be the next companion. I don't know very much about her, but she would be the first minority non-white companion since Martha, if she is cast. So that's pretty cool.
Sounds cool to me.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. I think it's time for a minority actress to play a companion.
Well, I think Doctor Who's done pretty well, in general, bringing in minorities and, making it seem, totally normal and not where, you'd see them in, other TV shows. I don't know about it. Yeah, it would really just depend on how good of an actor that she is.
Yeah. So, we'll see how that goes. Supposedly, it starts filming in May, but now it looks like it might not even film till June. So, yeah, we'll see. Also, Doctor Who is back on Amazon Prime for streaming. Because it got pulled from everything else.
What seasons are up?
1 through 8 are on there. Also, I heard this recently, and this will affect me and you, Odile. Mm-hmm. I guess BBC iPlayer now isn't going to let you watch it unless you subscribe to BBC.
Aw, darn it.
Right? So that's a bummer. So, might have to go to more nefarious ways to get my Doctor Who episodes early.
We might.
Or get a TV. Alright, also they announced that there's going to be a Hey Arnold movie on Nickelodeon.
They also announced that they were going to be making, it was an old...
Yeah, the old game show.
Game show, they're turning that into a movie as well.
Yes. Legends of the Forbidden Temple. I think is what it's called. I never watched game shows, really, on Nickelodeon. So I'm not,
I don't know. I didn't watch them either.
Yeah, I was never really into them, but...
I just remember people getting slimed.
Yeah.
That's, the one thing I remember.
Yeah. Game shows were kind of, I feel like they started phasing out all the game shows when we were, old enough and when we were watching a lot of Nickelodeon.
Yeah, it was a lot of late 80s stuff. Not late 80s, 90s.
90s. Late 90s. Yeah. Which we were too young. So. Yeah. So I'm really excited about the Hey Arnold movie. Supposedly it'll pick up where the story left off and we get to finally learn about Arnold's parents. So. Little conclusion to childhood there. Alright. Anybody have any other news items?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go
I
for
got
it.
Something for fangirl news because I fangirl over NASA.
Go for it.
Technically this morning, astronaut Scott Kelly just returned back to Earth after being in space for a year.
Wow.
He's been in space the longest. And he has just returned home. So
wow.
That is super cool to me.
That is really cool.
I love space.
Did you hear about the they proved the theory of the gravitational wave?
Yes, I
know. Relativity? Yeah.
That was exciting.
Well, that was one of the U of O professors.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, one of the first people to kind of realize what was happening was a U of O professor.
That's pretty cool.
Cool.
Yeah, Scott Kelly's back home. I follow his Twitter. It's pretty cool to see all of his stuff of him just having fun in space. But,
He has the internet up in space?
Yeah. He had one that was hosting a Super Bowl party, but no one showed up. I was gonna make nachos. And it shows him watch. Of course they have TV. People always are wondering about that. I'm like, they're in space with the satellites, people.
That's true. They probably have a great satellite.
If anything,
connection.
He probably has the best reception.
Probably everything's long distance, though.
He's back. He's back.
That's awesome. That must be so weird to be back on Earth after being in space for a year.
Yeah, apparently it says he grew 2 inches.
Oh.
Yeah, because you decompress your spine, basically.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's really cool, like, how, like, seeing how the human body can,
yeah,
you know, how it reacts in zero gravity environment for an entire year.
That's so crazy.
All that compression you've had over your lifetime all of a sudden goes, hey, there's no more pressure holding us down to the bottom. Okay, yeah, like, we'll grow a little bit.
Did you shrink when you got your back surgery, Odile?
No, I actually taller? Think I gained a little bit of height because it's a metal piece, so it's like there's a piece that separates everything, so it's
crazy.
Some people said I looked like I got taller. But.
All right, did you guys have any other things you want to talk about before we move on to our main discussion topic?
Any fun spring break plans? Anyone would like to discuss theirs?
I might be going to LA, but it's still undecided.
Fun. I'm going to try and find a escape basement in Spokane.
Oh, cool.
Sounds like fun. I'm going to Missouri, of all places.
Really? You guys even know what an escape basement is?
You were explaining this to me once. You try to escape.
It's legit.
I want to hear why Odile's going to Missouri.
Oh. So dating this guy, and he lives out, well, he was living out here in Eugene, and then he had to move back to Missouri. Because of many reasons, primarily the fact that the job out here is ending. So he's going to fly me out to Missouri to visit him for like a week, which will be very interesting.
That'll be interesting. Bring us back something.
I'll find something to bring. I'll bring you back like a rock or something,
yes,
at least.
Yes, perfect.
Maybe go to the Mississippi and bring you back a rock from the Mississippi.
That'd be cool. I'm down. Okay, Sam, what was our discussion topic? I let Sam choose, so.
Disney!
Do just Disney.
Disneyland, guys. What was your Disney moment?
Oh, my Disney moment?
Because I totally have my Disney moment, but I want to let you guys share your Disney moment.
Okay.
I don't think I have one.
Do moment I have
or
one?
Moments? We could talk moments? About it for as long as we want.
I'm trying to think. What was, like, the most magical experience I had at Disney? Oh, you know what it was? I was on the Matterhorn at night with this was a Disney trip I did the summer before last with my mom, and it was just my mom and my sister at Disneyland, and we were on the Matterhorn at night with the fireworks going off, and it was pretty magical.
I did that. It is so much fun.
Oh, so much fun. Disneyland's the best.
I mean,
I don't know if I've done any. I don't know.
I don't think I have anything really magical that's happened in Disneyland. Like, I don't know. I just remember meeting Ariel as, like, a little girl and, like, her being my favorite princess. Aww. And getting to her and just being like, oh my goodness.
That's really cute.
Yeah, and
so you're saying you're most magical
walk around the park because she doesn't like the people in the costumes. So exactly. Being like, it's Mickey, go give him a hug. And she's like, no! The other way.
You're saying your most magical Disney experience was not seeing me there?
Okay, that was coincidental, and that was awesome, but it wasn't
that was
the
best.
Magical.
Oh my, you've now crushed my soul.
It was magical, but it wasn't the most magical.
It was hilarious.
It was really funny. Did we tell this story? I think we told them the first time.
Maybe. Was it, or was I in
know.
In the zero
yeah,
one?
Yeah, episode that, zero that never made
basically
it.
Basically, never made it. Okay, maybe we should.
I don't know. I thought you might have told us in episode one.
Well, I'll double check.
Recap of anything. Was at Disneyland for my cousin's birthday, and Sam was somehow also there for some sort of convention with her father, and my mom was like, "Odile, I think someone's calling your name," and I was like, No, that's not possible. No one has the same name as me. Turn around, and there's Sam in Disneyland, 8 hours away from where we come from. Just being like, hey!
That's so funny. Small world, literally.
Well, it was like that Pirates of the Caribbean, but you know, like, still a small world. It worked.
I remember over the summer I got to go to Disneyland as part of a conference, and I participated as a chaperone in one of the youth educational leadership things. And it was like a leadership workshop throughout Disneyland, and we had a 10-minute break, and our 10-minute break occurred in front of Pirates of the Caribbean. So, you know what I did during my 10-minute break?
Read Pirates of the Caribbean?
No, I got beignets.
You know, I still haven't gotten beignets down there.
They're so good. Everyone was, like, judging me. Everyone's, like, going to the bathroom, and they're like, we don't have a lot of time, you know? And I'm like, no. I'm gonna go get some beignets. And the kids in my group were like, okay. So I, like, and, like, half of them ended up following me. And they were like, these are really good. And I was like, I told you. I told you.
That actually happened once. I was with a couple of my friends, and they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to go to the bathroom. Just wait right here. I'm like, okay. They come back. I had a bowl of gumbo. They're like, where did you get that? I just looked at them like, mine. You can't touch. You can get one over there. Just my gumbo.
Walk to that stand over in that corner, and you can get some gumbo. Gumbo.
Okay, I just partially skimmed through. I think that was zero.
Okay.
I believe it was.
Well, then, yes, I did not repeat myself. Yeah, me and Sam ran into each other in Disneyland one day. That was a very fun adventure.
Okay, so mine is one of, like, 80 trillion, because I love Disneyland, was when it's, oh my gosh, girls, pull up a chair, it's story time. So I went to Disneyland for my high school graduation with two of my friends, and we went for an entire week. So they wanted to go, we all went on Star Tours, and then they wanted to go on it again. But for me, like, Star Tours, I can't go on that ride more than once because the 3D, like, hurt.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, hey, yeah, look, the line says it's only 25 minutes. Let's go on it again. I'm like, no, thanks, I'm good. So I said, I'll just sit here and I'll wait. And right as they go in, the time changes to 75. And I said, there is no way I'm waiting an hour for you. So I'm going to go into Fantasyland, and I'm just going to go ride dark rides. And they're like, fine, do what you want. And this was the day that we went Disney bounding. For those who don't know what Disney bounding is, you wear clothes that resemble Disney characters. So I went as my favorite princess, Snow White. So I curled my hair. I would have the full shebang. I looked amazing. At least I thought it looked amazing. I don't know. So we were in line for Snow White, and behind me, I hear this little girl start, like, busting out into tears because someone had touched the apple outside and caused the witch to appear inside.
Yeah.
Just scared the hell out of her. So she walks in, and she's dressed in, like, you know, the little two-year-old, looks like she wasn't two. Well, it looks like she was two. Puffy Snow White dress. She had her pins, but she had the beginner set, so they weren't great, but, you know, it was something. She's crying, and her pin says, today is my birthday. And she got scared. And the mom was trying to say, oh, sweetie, it's okay. It wasn't even that bad. She's just like, sobbing. So I can't help myself. I like to talk to kids. That sounds creepy. But so I turned to her, and I kneeled down. And I said, sweetie, the ride's not scary, I promise. And she starts to, like, sniffle, and she's looking at me. And I said, I promise it's not scary. And she sees my pins. She goes, you want to trade pins with me? I said, okay. She points at my favorite one, my dopey pin. And she goes, oh, I really like that one, but she had nothing, like, valuable enough to trade with it, but I gave it to her anyway. She gave me this goofy pin. It was kind of crappy. So I took it, and I told her, I'll wait for you at the end of the ride. Okay, and you tell me if it was scary. She says, okay. So I go on the ride, I wait. I wait. Yeah, she gets off. She gives me a hug. She goes, it wasn't that bad. Thank you, Snow White. And she walks away.
My heart.
Oh, I'm not kidding. That actually happened to me. And I'm never going to forget that for the rest of my life.
You need to be Snow White now.
It's destiny. It was legit. I
love it. You made that girl's whole trip.
I totally did. At least I think. It was awesome.
But you actually told her Snow White's scary adventure wasn't that scary.
Oh, no. It's an acid trip, and it's terrifying. But what do you want me to tell her? This ride's going to give you severe psychological trauma, child. Like, no, I'm not going to tell her that.
That ride's so freaky.
Oh, no. It's all of the dark rides are, except for Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Mr. Toad's, you go to hell.
Yeah.
I'm like, Pinocchio is just a what the fuck moment the entire time you're riding the ride. Snow White is it doesn't even, like, if you had never seen that movie and went on that ride, you would have no idea what's going on, because it doesn't even tell you the movie in, like, plot progression at all. Because it starts with, oh, look, we're all dancing. Now we're in a minefield. There's someone who's pretty. Oh, my God, she turned into a witch. And now she's following me around the ride saying, Apple? Like, you don't know. And at the end, she gets crushed by a rock, and then there's a prince. So it doesn't make any sense.
Every time I go to Disneyland and I get a little bit older, I go, okay, so I bet you I'm going to go on this ride, and it's not going to be that scary. It's been, like, a good, like, 2 years since I've been on this ride. It's probably not that scary. And then I go on the ride, and I exit going, yep, it's still scary. It is still scary. I don't need to go on it again.
I also, what happened? I went, so on that same trip, one of my friends left early. So it was just me and my other friend, and we decided we wanted to go do the, oh gosh, the racers, Radiator Springs racers.
Oh, ride. Yeah.
But the line was outrageously long, so we decided we'll just do single rider.
That's the way to go with that ride.
And coincidentally, our cars ended up racing each other. But the family that I was with was this African-American family. So it was like, it was this mother and father, and they were sitting up in the front with me. And they were kind of like in their like late 50s, early 60s. And they have their two sons in the back who were full grown. They were like in their like mid to late 20s with, I guess, one of their girlfriends. And they're in the car. And, the woman just immediately says, she turns to me, she goes, oh, sweetie, I don't mean to ask, but do you know when the race part starts? I'm like, oh, there's like a mini dark ride and then it's the race. And then she goes, okay. Oh, sweetie, why are you here all by yourself? There's so many scary people here. Why are you here all by yourself? I'm like, no, my friend's here too. She's in the car behind us. And it was so funny because like once we started talking to them, suddenly they all became way more open. We're going through the dark ride, and hear the guy in the back start yelling, oh, Jesus, it's coming for me. Oh, no, Lordy, because that freaking tractor comes after you. We pull up to race. Morgan's next to us. Morgan's in a car with a nice little white family. To which I said, oh, look, it's Morgan. To which the guy in the back, the son in the back, sits up and goes, yo, Morgan, you going down? And starts screaming at her. To which Morgan, who the family start in the other car starts to cower, sits up out of the car and goes, come at me, bro, and starts pounding your chest. Oh, my God, that was the most fun ride I've ever been on in my life because it was just us screaming at each other while this other car just looked horrified. We get out of the car. The woman gives me a hug. She goes, baby, you have a great day, and just walks off. That was awesome. It was great.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
You've had the really weirdest experiences at Disneyland.
I don't think I've ever had an experience like that. I'm trying to...
When we were on... How it just seems to be Sam telling Disney stories. The most horrifying ride in California Adventure is the Ferris wheel.
Oh, yeah.
We were in the one that was moving.
Oh, God. Why would you do that to yourself?
We just ended up in that one. And then this couple joined in. They were from Germany. It was their anniversary. They were in there with us. And watching them freak out was hilarious. Why did we think this was a good idea? Ah! And started having a panic attack. And then they started looking across and they're like, oh, you guys seem to know what's going on. And we were just like trying to not focus on the fact that it was moving nonstop. We just had our faces pressed against the window going, that place has good food, like trying to point out restaurants for them.
I remember when I went to Disneyland the first time with my cousins when I was in 7th grade. My youngest cousin Haley was 4, and we were on Pirates of the Caribbean, which with a 4-year-old, it was me, I was 13, my sister was like 10, my cousins were 7 and 4, so they were like pretty little, and I'm like, me and my cousin Molly, who she was 7 at the time, we're like having fun in Pirates of the Caribbean, like making, like naming all the different skeletons, because I think she was freaked out in the beginning too, but then we ended up like having fun, and Haley is just freaked out the whole time. And then at the end of the ride, where there's like the parrot that's like, bye, see you later, at the very end of the ride, she goes, I am never going on that ride again! And you know what her favorite ride is now, at 13 years old? Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's my dad's favorite ride because of the guy inside that goes, here, kitty, kitty, kitty. And that's his favorite part. I'm like, of the entire ride, you like that? He's like, yeah, best part. Okay. All right, Dad. Because my dad is not, you know, big into Disney as a joke every year. It's like, we're going to go on a vacation. Where do you want to go?
And he looks at me and points because he knows I'm going to yell, Disneyland! Because that's just what I yell every year. When the year that Odile and I saw each other, when we were down there, my dad had just said, oh, we're going to be in Anaheim. And I just turned to him and like immediately like doe eyes. I'm like, can we? And my mom and my dad goes, oh, yeah, I already had your mom buy tickets. I was like, oh, we're going to go. But we only went around nighttime because that's how long the show was. There was a food show we were there for. The food show would last that long and then we'd go. The first night we were there, my dad goes, well, first night we got to go on Pirates. I'm like, okay. Like, it was really weird saying, I'm like, pick a ride. We get off Pirates and we're standing there and he looks at me and he goes, want to eat at the Blue Bayou? I never eat that stuff. And I was like, really? And he goes, yeah, I'll go get us a table reservation. I was like, wait, what? Because usually it's always like you have to like call a month in advance.
Yeah, you have to wait.
My dad just walked right up and goes, do you guys have a table for two? And they're like, yeah. So he goes, here, take my ticket, go get us fast passes, which is where I saw Odile.
Okay.
Come back, we sit down, and this is when my mom suddenly became obsessed with my dad's cholesterol. So anything, so before on the trip, she's like, you better watch what he eats. Make sure he doesn't eat anything terrible. The whole time we're sitting there trying to enjoy ourselves, I'm getting texts. What's he having for dinner? What's he eating? Like, oh, jeez, mom. And then after we get out of the restaurant, it's still pretty late. We're walking. And I say, hey, Dad, how about? And I turn and he's gone. I say, Dad? And I just see his back booking it towards an ice cream stand going, frozen lemonade. And I'm like, oh God. And it was just ridiculous for me. We ended up going on the new Star Tours ride when it came out. And in the new Star Tours ride, they'll project someone in the ride on the wall.
Oh, the Rebel Spy.
And the Rebel Spy was the kid sitting next to my dad, to which my dad turned to him and said, you're screwed. I'm like, Dad, you can't. Oh God. I'm like, well, it's ruining that kid's life. So.
I heard a secret to becoming the Rebel Spy is if you, like, look up at the seatbelt sign. That's where, I guess there's a camera up there.
They can tell?
No, it's like they look for people that are, like, looking in that general direction.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Supposedly. I tried it, and it didn't work. But I'm determined to become the Rebel Spy.
Actually, I got picked to talk at, I didn't even ask to talk, at a Turtle Talk, Turtle Talk with Crush.
Oh, yeah.
My roommate really, not my roommate, oh, I guess my roommate, my two friends really, really, really wanted to go. Because one of my friends is a swimmer, and she really loves Finding Nemo. So we went, and we're sitting with the adults. We're not sitting on the ground with the kids, even though I really wanted to. And he was just like, I want to ask people some questions, you know, up in the audience. And the guy's like, okay, Crush, who do you want to talk to? He goes, how about, and then he names a seat, right? And I'm like, oh, I wonder who, oh, crap. And a guy comes up and sticks the microphone in my face, and Crush goes, so what's your name? And I just said, Sam? And he goes, is that a question or a statement? And he just kept calling me Surfin' Sam ? For the entire time we were there. And the whole time, I think the reason why he picked on me is because I was looking around looking for the camera. I'm trying to figure out where the guy was to hear what was going on. I was so dead set on it. I'm pretty sure that's what the guy caught up on. I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to talk to her. I'm like, son of a bitch. She's hot. and I look over at my friend and she pissed. I wanted to talk to Crush. And I'm like, well, maybe you should have been more investigative when you were sitting there. Then you probably would have talked to you. But that was pretty cool, but also kind of weird.
So today they had a housing fair, and one of their things that they were doing were that if you could shoot the ping pong into, like, the little cup, you could get a fish, you could get a betta fish. So me and my friend did it, and we both got fish.
Oh,
and
nice!
And she takes up the fish, and she goes, this is my squishy. I shall call you squishy, and you will be my squishy.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, damn it, I wanted that name. So now she has a fish named Squishy, and I still don't know what to name my fish.
The new Finding Dory trailer just came out.
I know they came out with one like a month or so ago.
This is like the official trailer.
The official one? Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty cheap.
Oh, fish.
I got really emotional when I watched it. I was like, ugh.
Did no one catch up on my fish joke? Official?
I caught that.
You didn't respond.
Nope, not at all.
It was clever.
You are no longer my friends.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm disappointed.
You can't get rid of us, remember?
Oh, yeah, I can't. I've tried. When I was in high school, senior year of high school, I was in advanced sign language. And because we got a new teacher halfway through the year who was way more relaxed than the one that we used to have, she was like, for our final project, let's just put on a play in sign language for, like, fourth graders. I was like, oh, God. Okay. So the play that we decided to choose, because we wrote the script, was Finding Nemo. So we did Finding Nemo, the sign language play. So we had some of us who were fish on stage signing, and then we'd have people off on the side yelling out the words so the kids could hear, and then we'd switch. So each of us had, like, a corresponding person. So I was the voice for the fish in the beginning that went, I'm obnoxious, that one. And then I also got to say, he touched the butt, which was awesome. But I was the body and signer for Gil. So Gil was always my favorite, because our teacher's like, who wants to be Gil? No one raised their hand. I'm like, oh yeah, Gil's boss. Screw it. I'll be Gil. He was so freaking cool. I loved Gil. Finding Nemo, man.
I'm so excited for Finding Dory. We're all gonna go see it together, right?
I just don't want them to make an Incredibles 2.
It's happening. It's slow.
It needs to come out faster.
I know, girl.
That was my favorite movie.
Bark at the Wrong Tree. I know. Preach to the Choir.
Preach to the Choir. Preach to the Choir.
That's like one of my favorite phrases.
One of my friend's favorite phrases is build a bridge and get over it.
Yeah,
that's a good one. She says that. It pisses me off.
A phrase that my boss uses a lot is not my circus, not my monkeys.
What? This is what my dad says. My dad says, life sucks, then you die. Oh, Dad.
Oh,
Doug. Yeah. All right, so we are approaching the beginning of our second hour, so why don't we move on to our recommendations corner.
Oh, yeah.
Recommendations corner! Oh, my God.
You're really singing a song for it? Okay.
Oh, my God, dude, I'm going to record one, and we're actually going to stick it in here.
What? A recommendations corner? I'll let you do it.
I'll come up with a thing. I have a recording booth. I'll do it. Yeah. Okay. So, anyone, are we wanting to do it just by each of us saying one, or you want to break it down by category?
Whatever.
Who wants to get these? Let's go by category so we keep things.
Okay. We'll just each do it in okay.
So, what category are we going to start with?
TV/TV show, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
Go for it.
So this can just be, like, what we're into right now. It doesn't have to be, like, a new thing.
I mean, all I seem to watch on Netflix is... Oh, I started watching Anna Karenina on Netflix.
Oh.
That's good. I mean, it's very kind of hard to watch, and I kind of stopped it halfway through because it's very sexist in terms of, like, it's talking about, like, Tolstoy's time where women were, like, basically, like, your husband cheats on you, okay, deal with it. Like, that's your life. Like, so that's kind of was, like, how hard it is. And, like, basically, the whole story is about her getting, like, kind of slammed in court, which is terrible, because she doesn't know what she's doing, and she gets... her life is ruined. So, that's what I was watching, but it's good. It's a really good story. It's just hard to get there.
It's creepier when you look into the camera doing this.
Sam, stop it.
Sam, stop making faces.
You too, Caitlin.
Okay, my turn. I recently started Gilmore Girls, which I laugh because it's gonna be a process, and I've seen a few episodes in my time, but I've never ever sat down to, like, watch the whole thing, so since they're doing a revival of it or a new season on Netflix, I figured, well, I might as well start binging it now. And one of my friends here at school just finished binging it, so I'm like, okay, well, I'll start. So I'm on episode 5 of season 1. So far, it's pretty good. I wasn't sure if I'd like it, because I know that the humor is very dry, and it's very quick-witted, But it's pretty good. I've been enjoying it so far. So that's what I've been currently watching on Netflix. Sam?
Okay, so I am currently in a film and Bible class.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. And we rewatched, at least I rewatched a movie that was on the curriculum that I'm a big fan of and has recently come back into my life. Pan's Labyrinth.
Ooh, yeah.
Great, great film. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it. Guillermo del Toro is a genius. So. And also, it has one of my favorite actors, Doug Jones. I love Doug Jones. If you don't know who Doug Jones is, he is the body of both the Pale Man in that movie and the Fawn. But not the voice, sadly, because his Spanish was not great at the time. Poor Doug Jones. Okay.
Cool.
Next was games.
Games? Yeah.
There is an app that I play way too often, and it's called Free to Fit, and it's like you get a 10x10 square, and then it's like kind of like Tetris, but it's not like, yeah, it's kind of in Tetris where like you have to fit it in, but you can put it anywhere in the 10x10, and then once you run out of spaces, like it will delete once you fill a row, like either way. And then if you can't put in the blocks, because it gives you like 3 at the bottom, you have to fit them all in before you get 3 more blocks. So if you run out and you can't fit one of those blocks in, then like your game is done. It's hard. It's so easy to fill that thing up quickly and like not be able to continue. So I like it. I play it way too much. I'm very addicted.
That sounds fun. I should download that.
Definitely. Don't play in class. Terrible idea. I'm on it. Terrible idea.
I'm still playing this cat collector game.
You're welcome.
Sam, I hate you. My roommates all play it now, too.
You got them to do it?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, everyone, it seems like...
a revolution.
It seems like in the past, like... It's funny, because after you told me to download it, everyone I knew here at school downloaded the app. Like, I don't know if it was because I was telling people to download it, or just, like, it just... By word of mouth, this app just got...
picked up.
Like, this app, in the last 2 weeks, got super popular.
Yeah.
Yeah, my coworker got it, too. And she's like, oh, I'm trying to get this one cat. And I'm, like, telling her the secrets. I'm like, okay, you get this item.
Is that your game recommendation for the week? The same game you've recommended for the past 2 weeks?
I don't really... Yeah, I don't have any other. I'm about to start a new RPG game. That's,
you're gonna play an RPG? What are you playing?
The Dresden Files RPG game.
Oh, awesome.
So, my roommates are starting a campaign with that in the next, like, couple weeks. So, that'll be fun. I'll let you guys know when... Right now, it looks like I'm going to be a were-rabbit.
Ooh.
Or a were-bunny, as I'm calling. I'm gonna be a were-bunny. I will transform into a bunny. And that's my plan. But I'll keep you guys updated with the campaign. But we haven't started yet.
I'm so excited for you.
Yeah.
You now need to start D&D too.
I know we do.
The game that I'm recommending is a game that I have been in love with since it came out. And I rediscovered it. That always happens to me. Like, I rediscover games in cycles. The game is called Bioshock Infinite. The third and apparently now no longer final. There is news that a Bioshock 4 is coming out, and that's making me kind of angry, because I like the way the Infinite ended. It is the first of the Bioshock games, they're all first-person shooters, to have a main character that actually has a voice and talks, and interacts more with other outside characters, specifically a character called Elizabeth. So, it is available on Steam, PS3, 360, Mac, PC, same thing. Phenomenal game. I've played it through at least 8 times.
Wow.
And I do own all of the DLCs for it. Bioshock Infinite, man. That game, like, made me rethink my life. I'm not kidding. I sat there at the end of the game and just stared at the screen and just thought about my life for a long amount of time. Great game, great story, art's incredible. Bioshock Infinite, you should definitely check it out.
I'll look into
music.
It.
Music! Anyone wanted to share your music recommendations?
There's a Spotify playlist that I really, really like, and it's called Pop Chill Out right now. It has, like, Troye Sivan's new song Youth on it, which is really good. There's Lost Boy, which is really good. There's one that's called 7 Years, which is really good. There's just, like, it's really nice because it has, like, a lot of the popular music now, but it's, like, really just kind of, like, it's nice to play when, like, friends are over or whatever. And it doesn't seem to get old, and it's a good way to discover new music.
That's a good idea. I should try that.
You did it. No, deal. Caitlin.
Caitlin.
Deal, oh my god. There's just so many of you to keep track of.
I've been listening to, strangely enough, the soundtrack to the movie The Last 5 Years, based on the musical The Last 5 Years, with Anna Kendrick and Jeremy Jordan. The movie's not that great. I think it has, like, 2.5 stars on Netflix. But the album's really good. The movie came out, like, a year or two ago. But for some reason, my Broadway Pandora station has been playing, like, only music from that movie. It's just, like, it'll play, like, a song from Wicked or, like, a random song from another Broadway show, and then it'll play something from The Next 5 Years. It's just been playing a lot of music from it, and I've been listening to the soundtrack, and it's pretty good. So that's pretty much what I've been listening to recently, a lot of Broadway Pandora and The Last 5 Years.
I have a section on my iTunes playlist that is entitled Video Games. Guess what's in it?
Video game soundtracks.
Oh my god. You've played this for me before.
See, this is all Sam listens to.
Yeah, you have.
Oh yeah, no, and there's love a all new of section it. That I've added to my space collection.
Oh.
Is in there. I have FTL, I have Space Team. I bought the Space Team soundtrack. I bought it. Like, how sad is that? It is the London Symphony Orchestra's The Planets.
Oh, wow.
You ever heard of it?
No.
It's pretty famous. There's a lot of, there's a different song, there's a different piece on there composed for each of the planets.
Oh, that's cool.
Saturn's is pretty cool. Jupiter's is pretty cool.
I think I have heard of that before.
It's amazing. I bought it. It's really calming. It's really, really cool. Because, like, you listen to it and you can go, oh, yeah, that's definitely Mars. Like, it's super weird, but, like, it kind of embodies them in a really cool way. So I've been re-listening to that a lot. My roommate and I will just sit out in our living room and we'll just listen to it while we're doing homework. And it's funny because I'll just hit play and she'll sit there and she'll go, that is, and she'll just immediately name it because she knows. So I'm still working on trying to memorize them, but yeah, you should check that out. It's pretty good.
Definitely.
My favorite is Saturn.
I will have to go listen to that. Actually,
it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. So yeah, that's my music pick.
Anything else we want to add?
No, I'm good.
You know, I think we should do, I think at the end of each, and I know we did it last time,
mm-hmm.
we should definitely say what the episode next is going to be about.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So we actually, like, keep it together instead of coming up with it about an hour before this shows up.
What do we want next week's episode to
be? What would we like to talk about next week, ladies?
Odile, do you want to pick something to talk about next week?
Why don't we talk about the one thing that got us into our geeky passions?
Okay.
Like, what started it and how that kind of brought us together. I think that's kind of a cool one.
That works.
But we can definitely talk about our Doctor Who Team Midnight watch parties.
Mm-hmm. Those are so much fun.
They're the best. Although, I will say, like, every single time I looked over, you two were both on your phone.
Those were just, like, the boring episodes.
You're sitting there going, yeah, this is a great one. And then I'd look over to see the stand. You're like, no, keep watching. I'm like, you guys, help me.
Season...
So how do you want to introduce that then next week's episode?
Okay. Mrs.
President.
All right, thanks for joining us for this week's episode where we flailed about Disney. Next week we're going to talk about what got us into different fandoms and how we started to become huge geeks.
And nerds. I prefer the word nerd to
outdoors. Yeah, it's our intro to nerddom, is what we're going to be talking about. How we kind of got into
I'm totally
geek
cool being
culture.
Called a geek. I don't give a crap.
Yeah.
Of nerds. Kingdom of nerds.
Okay, so next week we're going to talk about our intro to the kingdom of nerds. All right. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and leave us a review and listen to our podcast where we post fairly regularly.
Hey, we're doing pretty well.
We are doing pretty well.
We're doing better than I thought we would, to be perfectly honest.
Very true. All right, so this has been Caitlin, California.
Odile in Oregon.
And Sam in Spokane.